For the longest time ever, I always want to talk about this topic. Is Singaporean losing its competitive edge and the wider implication to the property market? This is after my observation for some time. There are signs that Singaporean competitive is under strain, and those strain could ripple into the property market in the near future. Here, I will briefly be discussing on three main points. The first point I want to raise, as reported, fresh graduates have difficulties to secure jobs. This led to the government to step in through the Graduate Industrial Traineeship or GRIT program. GRIT will initially offer up to 800 traineeships for a period of 3 to 6 months across various sectors. This points to some pressing concern. Is the poor job market really to be blamed? Or could it be because our education institution has failed to transform fast enough? Then what about AI? Could it have removed a big chunk of job opportunity for the youth? Or maybe the Gen Z of today has a different way of thinking. Secondly, Singapore foreign workforce remain large and has rebounded after the pandemic dip. Employment pass and S-pass are substantial. As of December 2024, through MOM record, we have 200,000 on EP and 180,000 on S-pass alone. Work permit numbers are even larger at 1.2 million, reflecting continued reliance on foreign labor across all sectors. Here, let's face it. If you have noticed in your neighborhood, most shop assistants, those in the F&B, transport, cleaning crew, to security and many other trades are mainly foreigners, with Malaysian forming the biggest proportion due to their cultural similarity. Plus, if you have noticed, most Malaysians are pretty resilient in my opinion. Crossing the border every day is really no joke. Easily 2 to 3 hours across custom daily. Ask Singaporeans to do that? Sorry ho. First thing first, they will ask for cover work rate. Really, that is the sad reality. Here, I want to point out something. Most Malaysians also know how to speak English, but also Malay and obviously their mother tongue. Not only that, hey, they say gong fu wa. Wei e hao gong hokkien wei. Teochew wei e hao ta bo meng tui. For the younger generation of Singaporeans, they will tell you this. I only know how to speak English. Abang, sudah mati. Here, let's face it. Most employers want cheap labor to run their businesses. Singaporeans are far too expensive to employ. If you restrict foreigners, they will most likely close shop for good. Hence, this is a balancing act. Moreover, in the last decade or so, most skilled professionals like engineers have already retired for good. There is no succession plan. Singaporeans are also not keen to embark on this route. How like that? That's why really no choice. Foreigners have to fill the gap. Do you know what will Singaporeans do when they are retrenched? Very straightforward. Either do PhD or either do sales. This is the hard truth. Third, global economic uncertainty and a tougher business outlook are prompting firms to slow hiring and freeze wages. Entry-level jobs could be totally wiped out with AI, not forgetting most other white-collar jobs. For example, all these software that I've created are done by AI. I even nominated my boss, former CEO of PropNext, Ismail Gafo, to be the Straits Times Singaporean of the Year 2025. All these are done in just 30 minutes with the right prompting. Can you imagine that? Those designers that used to do such have become obsolete overnight. This is very frightening. If AI could replace junior position, what about middle management position? Remember, nothing is impossible. Back to property, if the youth of today cannot secure a good job, this could affect their early career employment. This could reduce their household ability to form families and secure mortgages for homes. And it weakens confidence among would-be buyers to even upgrade to a private property in the near future. The same goes for middle management position. Could our job be threatened or even outsourced ahead? Can Singaporeans continue to stay relevant ahead with an uncertain world order?
And I'll translate.
Here, the uncertain job market is a complex issue that requires a lot of consideration and calibration. Singaporeans must learn how to step up, pivot and transform to stay competitive. It can be very painful and full of anxiety. I have personally gone through that path before. I know it too well. Keep faith in what you do. Ignore the naysayer and continue to work towards your goal. For me, I have no choice. That is the only way for survival. For those who don't understand.